Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grim's Uncanny Valley. First, a short announcement. Sorry, BitChute fans. We had some issues. They hired some new staff. Basically, the staff didn't really understand my content. I talked with the owner of BitChute. Thank you so much, Ray. You were awesome. We got all this worked out. All the videos have been unblocked. And if you were iffy about subscribing to my content, if for fear that it might get erased or blocked or something, don't worry. Everything's been cool. By the way, he says, as long as it is content, like if there's a context, if there's a context for the sex in these games, they're not necessarily porn as is stated. And there is. There's definitely a context. I think that that scene was amazing. That's one of the best scenes I've seen in a visual novel, was the yacht scene. Incredible. Loved it. So, it was very passionate. Very passionate. And, hopefully we'll see some other great things from this one, you know? Drifty Games has put out an excellent game. And he's also all cool about the DRM-free thing. His new game, Euphoria, is also going to be on GOG when that gets finished. So you can grab this on GOG right now. Or itch.io, or Patreon, or Steam, or whatever. I just like the DRM-free options. You know, that's how I roll. So let's go ahead and get started. There she is. I love being at sea. To smell the ocean, feel the wind in my hair, listen to the water as it hits the side of the boat, the gentle rocking. It's just me, the nature, and... hey! Right. My social radar tells me you want to be left alone. Your social radar is well calibrated. Enjoying the sun? No offense, but I'm not really in the mood. Because of the kiss? No, it's... it's fine by me, I know Lexi is my girlfriend, and that kind of sets different boundaries for what I should be okay with. But I... no, really, it's fine. Lexi told me the whole thing about the time you kissed some years ago. You kissed some years ago, rather. It's not... and you two kissing was just cute and innocent. Listen, so now she got it out of her system, and it's nothing to be ashamed of for either of you. Will you... it's not that I'm thinking full-on threesome just because of it. That would just be super awkward, wouldn't it? 1, 2, 3. And then this morning discussion would have been completely different, wouldn't it? Will you shut your yap about that kiss? It's not the kiss, okay? Sorry. It's just that I forgot to buy cigarettes before we set off, and now I'm out, and... we're a million miles away from the nearest store! Sorry, I'm just a little bit emotional and stressed because of it, and you went on and on and on about that kiss. You okay, Grim? It's a nice day, isn't it? It makes me just want to close my eyes and soak everything in. The smells, the sound, the wind, and you know what? It's nothing at all like working in the sewers. Never had this kind of luxury. I don't even own a car. Neither do I. Come to think of it, I don't even smoke, so I have no idea how it is. I don't smoke cigarettes, technically, so yeah, I don't know much about that either. But you need a cigarette, I get that. So go tell the captain to set course to shore, and that should solve your problem. Fuck, you're okay about me yelling and being an awful person? Other than being slightly hungry, I'm good, but Lexi's making breakfast. That should be fine in a few minutes. By the way, I'd acted the same way that he would. Like, she's gonna... there's so many women I've known that would fucking freak out over cigarettes. Oh, I gotta have cigarettes! Cigarettes, goddammit! Yeah, I need a cigarette! Like, my buddy's wife is that way! She used to be. I don't know how much she smokes now, but they used to smoke like trains. And it's like, I need a cigarette! Oh, God! God damn it, I need a cigarette. You've no bad. It's like somebody fiending for heroin. I need heroin! Give me some heroin! Hurry up! I need heroin! God damn it! But she would be like that for cigarettes. Oh, God damn it, I need a cigarette. crazy. Alexi's making breakfast. That should be fine in a few minutes. And I dated a woman or two that smoked as well. I don't like smoke. I don't care if a smoker's breath. It's like kissing a damn chimney. That's what I think. Come join us. You must be hungry, too. That's the end of the trip. I'm just glad you finally used this yacht. I love everything about the sea. Hopefully we can do it again someday. And now you can go buy those cigarettes, too. I will. Well, I bet you will. She's going to be running as fast as she can to the store to buy some damn cigarettes. Cigarettes? Long story. I checked with the plane. It's ready. We can drive you there now. I'm gonna miss you, Lexi. Same. The house is gonna feel so empty now. Don't worry about it. I can come stay with you until you go on tour again. Knowing Jan, that's probably soon. And speaking of... Oh shit, Jan. Hey, Jan. I was just about to call you. Lexi. Let's talk when the yacht is anchored up. Can't stand the guy. We'll be right there. Okay, so really quick, that's Jan, your manager. Yes, and he's probably a bit annoyed right now because I took off yesterday. Manager? He controls your life, Lexi. My career, Holly. He handles everything connected to my career. She's not wrong about that. He's her handler. Anyway, he'll probably come across as a bit weird. Controlling. That's what he fucking does. Or direct. Jackass. Hush! But he's doing a good job managing, and he always has, so don't pay any attention to his attitude. You know, people like that are assholes because they're good at their jobs. Like, they have to be assholes. That's literally what they're fucking paid to do, to keep acts in line, to keep things going the way that the sponsors want, the shareholders, you know, everybody that's got stock in her. And, you know, and when I say her, I mean the record company, the label, all that shit. There's so many working gears in that fucking industry. The entertainment industry is massive. It's as big as any other industry in the country. Well, in the world. Because you gotta think, you've got everybody from Boston to Bangladesh listening to her. And that's why it's such a big industry. There's so many moving gears, there's so many parts, there's so many different branches of the music industry all around the world. And he has to keep his shit really ship-shape, top shelf, because he's gonna sell all this to the entire world. And she always has to look perfect. She has to perform perfect. Everything's gonna be great. If it's not, it's gonna be in every single fucking tabloid you can think of. Everybody's gonna cover it. Did Lexi faltered a little bit? Is she losing her, you know, is she losing her mojo? You know, all that kind of shit. You guys get it. They always do that crap. Like with Taylor, she's like Taylor Swift in a way. If Taylor Swift isn't looking gorgeous and beautiful and her performances aren't electrifying, the tabloids will let you know. They'll say, is she losing her edge? They're even trying to tell us that Madonna, who looks weird, just completely like an alien, they're trying to tell us that she's doing an excellent job now and she's still rocking it. I don't know about that. That's what I do, and it's been working out great so far. He's a prick, and you know it. He has to be. It's because he doesn't approve of you, isn't it? Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. That, I would have been okay with, but he doesn't approve of anybody, you included. Whatever. Well, Holly, I guess this is it. Have a nice trip now. Take care, Grim. See you around. Just one thing. Don't you even dare say it. Farewell. So just be cool, okay? You don't need to tell me all this. I've met a wide range of people in my life, even bad ones. I'm sure I can handle someone like him, too. Of course. I just want you to not be overwhelmed, that's all. I'm sure it's fine. Lexi, Lexi, Lexi. Jan, you can't do this, you know, running away from your duties. I did call you. You're my most valuable possession. We have to go by a strict schedule. He's not lying. Like, go look at the stars' lives. Check out what they do. It's literally appointment here, then appointment there, then dressing here, then this, then that, then this. Then you shoot your movie, your film, whatever, and then you do this, and you do that. We're doing Letterman tonight. We're doing Leno tomorrow. I know these people are no longer in it, but, you know, you do all the talk shows. You do all the, excuse me, the late night shows. You do all the morning shows. You do all the YouTube stuff. You know, all the other social media things. You've got to do all those now. It's even become bigger than it used to be. And what on earth are you wearing? This is earth colors and autumn ones too. Now is the time for sparkly colors and leather. Lots of leather. He knows his shit. I'm telling you. And your hair, seriously? You know we're obligated by contract to keep your trademark red color. That is a fact. I'm serious, guys. Everything that's in here is 100% true. By contract. That means a sponsor has signed. Maybe a hair color sponsor. Maybe, you know, there's all kinds of... Maybe L'Oreal. Something like that would be like, hey, we want to make sure that, you know, Lexi's hair is always red. And we're going to sell a shitload of red hair dye because everybody wants to look like Lexi. Everybody. That's the thing. And she gets on there in the little L'Oreal commercial and shakes her hair around. You know how it is. And they're like, oh, I want to look like Lexi too. So they buy more hair dye than you could possibly imagine. And L'Oreal makes all kinds of money. And then the people that own the stock in L'Oreal, they make all kinds of money. And that's how the machine of capitalism works. Thank you. You'd be a lost girl in a path of destruction paved with bad choices if it weren't for me. Nice to see you too, Jan. I want you to meet the guy, yes. There's a few positives here we could work with. Obviously some physique, but the rest is just garbage. No sense of fashion. Lazy eyes, too much chin, and what's up with the color scheme? Go gray or go home? It just screams out normal all around. That's a no on this one, Lexi. That's not up to you. You see, this is my very good friend Grimm. I don't care what you say to me, okay? But be nice to him. Anyway, he's going home now. Good. And I promise I'll fly home with him. No. See the schedule? It says tour discussions, and it's gonna take all day. I know what the schedule says, I've memorized it. And in fact, both today and tomorrow says strategic tour discussions. We can skip today and go over it tomorrow. Hard pass for you. This might be tough to understand for your pretty little head. We're already behind and simply cannot skip anymore just because you've got an itch. And there we have Vogue calling. See? Patricia, so nice of you to return my call. Remember, you're dealing with PR agents. They have limited time, okay? I've dealt with PR agents, okay? Emails now. I haven't really done the phone thing, you know, where they call. I never got into that kind of situation with them. I always dealt email. I never wanted to speak to them personally. I'm sure they're all right people, but I just, emails was so much easier. And, You know, sometimes you'll send an interview out. You may get it back. You may never get it back. Like, okay, I'm going to interview the guitarist of Cradle of Filth, right? You know, pretty relatively strong English band, you know, and I never got an interview reply back from that. Sucked, right? Because I was a big fan. It was their old guitarist. It would have been great to get some of that stuff answered. And then I did an interview with a band that's no longer with us, Huntress. Remember, their front woman died. And when they gave me the interview questions back, or the answers, rather, because, you know, you would write the questions and you would send them out. You could do either by Skype. At the time, we didn't have Zoom, but it was by Skype, or you could do it by email. So I chose by email. However, the publicist gave her, or gave my editor of the magazine, the wrong fucking question, or answers, rather. So they were answering somebody else's questions, and again, put my name on the interview. And I'm like, oh my god, I did not ask her that. It's a mess. It's a mess, guys. That's the entertainment business for you. Jan, of course we can schedule a photo shoot. Yep. I knew photographers as well. Lexi, you okay? Well, you heard the boss. Seems you got the whole plane for yourself. First of all, I'm pretty sure you're the boss. Secondly, you were right. I'm fuming. You're not deserving of a single word he just said. Don't mind him. I'm so used to him, it doesn't even bother me. I know that this is probably way out of my league, but it doesn't take a genius to see what he said affected you. You know what? Fuck this. Someone needs to talk to him. I'm just so... Don't do it. Please, don't. Lexi, every word he said, every emotion, and your reaction to it. I'm fine, I promise, and I hate violence. Let me explain everything after. Just need to talk to Kev for a bit. Make sure he gets you to the plane and have a nice trip. Yeah, make sure he gets you to the plane and have a nice trip home. No wonder she tried to warn me about him. He's just about the worst person I've met in my whole life. I'm not letting him get away with this. But then again, no violence. Need to stay cool. So Jan, yeah, I don't need to talk to you. Just one question and I'll be out of your way. You said Lexi's schedule was filled today and she can't take the day off. I get it. You meet Lexi, you got to spend a few weeks at her place. If you were really lucky, you probably got to fuck her as well, right? Man, well, he knows his shit. It's a win-win. You got something out of it, and she got something out of it. You two can never be anything. That was your 15 minutes in the spotlight. I don't know how they're going to frame this, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is 100% how it goes. Have you guys noticed, like, in the tabloids, I don't know how much of you actually look at social media, but have you noticed that Taylor Swift, for example, she's always dating somebody famous, right? There's always somebody that does something. Like, they always have some title. Like, there's not just normal fucking dude, right? She doesn't date the guy that works at Costco or something. It's always some title. That's because it actually will harm her reputation if she dates a normal person. They always have to be some... It's a power coupling thing. And it's always about dating someone on your level that makes you look even better as a person. That's why Jay-Z married Beyonce. They're both very, very talented people. So they form this big power couple. And that's what he's saying there. He's saying, look, you got 15 minutes to spend with this superstar. This is an amazing opportunity for a young man your age. But you don't have the clout to actually date her as far as anything else goes. You are nobody. And that's, I know that sounds harsh, but that's the industry. Like, you're dating a superstar. You have to be at least something. You can't be a sore worker and date a superstar. When they no longer give a shit about her, years from now, then yeah, it don't matter. She can date the dude from the hardware store. But for now, the managers and the handlers and all the brands, they have to be represented by who she's dating. That's why it's very important that these stars date, even if they don't want to. And if they don't want to, then they have to make a statement about it. It has to be some special, like, what are they called? What do they do? Unconscious coupling? Or when they say somebody married themselves, what is it, Gwyneth Paltrow, or somebody married themselves, something like that? It has to be a big spectacle. It can't be just so-and-so's alone. Alone was a bad thing. I think it was Tracy Lords who said that... No, it wasn't Tracy Lords. It was... I talked about it in an article that we had done. But basically, one of these stars, she never wanted to have kids and all that kind of thing. And they forced a lot of that stuff. And because she didn't have that, you know, they always looked at her bad. She always got bad responses from all the other stars because she didn't have a family. She didn't have a husband. She didn't have children. Well, Tom Cruise did. Brad Pitt did. You know, all these other famous people, they had wives and children, but she didn't. I think it was Tara Reid. Yeah, it was Tara Reid. And, of course, because she wanted to be the party girl, she didn't want to get in a relationship and all that kind of thing. Her career kind of spiraled down with it because she didn't have any clout. She didn't have any brand. You have to have somebody in that industry. Remember, matter of fact, as I was told by somebody in the entertainment industry, having a sex doll is considered a hit. It's like not having anybody because the sex doll, unless the doll has a hefty Instagram following, like maybe TFM, his doll, or something like that. Maybe a heavy Instagram. Like there's hundreds of millions of people that follow this particular doll. Then maybe the entertainment industry would see it differently. But no, that's not what we've got here, guys. You're just considered, oh, you should have a wife or something. You should have, you know, something that's going to make you stand out. Because everybody expects you to have the status of a relationship and children. That is how the industry is done, guys. I'm sorry. That's literally how it works. That was your 15 minutes in the spotlight. So treasure those moments. For now, it's time for you to return and never come back again. And I know Grimm's going to hate this, but Jen's being honest. No offense, but that girl over there is a pop star. She's way out of your league. And he's not wrong. Like, and again, I know a lot of guys are like, yeah, but you gotta fight. No. Like, you're like, my dude kind of looks like Chad with a fucked up haircut, right? Like, his hair's all messed up and shit. He's not, he might have the muscles and everything. But, he's not what they're looking for. She's got to be with another star. Again, I've explained this. So I'm not gonna explain it again. Just want to make sure you guys know. I want to iron it in there. And because I'm a nice guy, I'll show you something. This is our schedule, see? Every single day is filled to the brim. And if you look closely, you'll notice that your name isn't mentioned anywhere in it. So from my limited knowledge, this is today, right? It is. And these scheduled discussions are with you? Nothing important? Excuse me? I mean, there's no business today except for the two of you discussing. That is today's schedule, yes. Okay, that was all I needed to hear. It means I can do this. What? I take it I have your attention, yes? And when your shock fades away, you might feel the sudden urge to hit me. I'd advise against it because I, for one, would enjoy the clash. But on the other hand, Lexi told me she hates violence, which I'm sure you're already aware of. And that woman over there is your boss, and your job is to support her and nurture her career. You should appreciate that, because the way you go about people, I'm sure that any other artist would have sacked you long ago. She told me that you've been her manager since she was 7 years old, so you've obviously got experience in this. But I'll still throw in my friendly advice for good measure. Never ever comment on her appearance again. Don't make deals that dictate how her hair should be or what she should wear. Because I'm sure you know that your job is to make her environment a good one, so she can do what she does best. But now, she actually had to excuse your behavior before I even met you. And lastly, be aware that she's not a 7-year-old girl anymore. She grew up to become a fantastic independent woman. My girlfriend. independent enough to one day realize that you are not good for her, because she's one in a billion. And you're a dime a dozen. You threw my phone into the sea. You would not have enjoyed the alternative. I would have shoved it so far. Lexi, seems you have the rest of the day off. It's not my place to smile at this. But that might have been the most enjoyable thing I've ever seen. Now, I will say, this is probably not something you want to do in real life. Like, first of all, I'm gonna commend Grimm on what he did there. That was great. You could probably get arrested for that in real life. Like, I know, oh, big bravado moment. Do not do that to somebody like that. Even touching the phone and, like, throwing it in the river. Oh my god. That's really bad. I love it. I mean, I love what was done here. It's great. It's wonderful fiction. But please don't think you could be that kind of fucking alpha Chad. And, okay, Mr. Manager. No, you will get fucked up. Because there will be some security guards that come out of there. And they will kick your ass and maybe even jail you for that. And you will have to pay for the damages. But this was pretty fucking cool. Oh. Serving Lexi. It was way overdue. Now I'm just sad I didn't hear the words you said. My phone! Let me do some damage control. So feel free to come with me if that's what you wanted. Or take the day off and enjoy the sunny weather. Me and Jan had an enjoyable little heart-to-heart. You can close your mouth now. Oh, and there's one more thing. I'm taking it too far, aren't I? Probably. Let me just... I can't believe you did that. You're probably right. We shouldn't kiss when there's bound to be a paparazzi in some tree somewhere. Not the kiss. About speaking up to Jan. Okay, maybe a bit drastic, but I think it was about time someone said something. Well, you should probably tell him to bill me for the phone. I don't normally do things like that. That's already been taken care of. That's why we have an expense budget. Oh, okay. That solves that problem. What did you say exactly? I remember you told me that he's been your manager since you were 7 years old. From everything I could see, he treated you as a little girl and not the wonderful woman you are. But basically that he should treat you and your friends with respect. Not make deals that force you to dress a certain way or color your hair. And that he's working for you and not vice versa. I might have also mentioned that I would shove his phone so far. Okay, I get it. Look, I've been meaning to talk to you about something for a while. Every single time I've tried, I just couldn't do it. But you know that we will never be a normal couple, right? I travel a whole lot. There's tours, promotional events, music video recording, and exotic locations. I even have to offers to appear in movies, which will further add to that. The last few years, I've had more than 300 travel days a year. Yeah, that's true. I sleep more in my airplane bed than I do in my normal bed, goddammit. But it's who I am. I perform. And I love to see the joy in the crowd. I don't think I'm ready to give up on all that, even for love. Lexi. The moment we go public, your privacy is no more. You'll have to get a secret phone number. There'll be reporters at your doorstep, paparazzi following you, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Listen. We'll wake up in separate beds in different parts of the globe. Oh, that's her talking. We'll wake up in separate beds in different parts of the globe. The more I think about it, the more I think you're better off without Lexi DeMonte. Before the summer, I didn't even know about this Lexi DeMonte phenomenon. And even after spending some weeks with you, I'm still not exactly sure I figured this Lexi DeMonte persona out. But there's this other girl. See? You don't have to complete that sentence. I already know. Crap, I hate this. Lexi? Lexi, wait! Did she just... You didn't let me finish. Lexi, look at me. I've gotten to know Lexi DeMonte quite a bit these last few weeks. I know that's her showbiz smile, but there's no need to keep appearances now, it's just me. From what I could figure out, Lexi DeMonte is this fantastic person that gives everything for everybody. I can't even imagine what it looks like on a big stadium in front of a huge crowd. It must be absolutely spectacular to witness. But here, it's just me. What's wrong? I'm afraid, okay? Afraid that at some point I'll have to choose. That love will change me, but most of all, afraid that the next time I see you, the spark will be gone. Lexi, you'll always be the fantastic artist you are now. And when it comes to Lexi the person, well, I don't know. Because everything is so huge and unnatural for me, I've never been a part of anything remotely close to it. The press, fame, fans, I definitely could do without it. But as I said, there's this other girl. Here we go. So a life with Lexi, let's try that one again, guys. So a life with this Lexi the artist, I'm sure I would not have been able to cope with. Because I'm certain I fell in love with Alexandra Athena DeMattea. Oh, her real name is Alexandra. I pronounced that horribly wrong, didn't I? How did you know? Nobody knows that. I saw that diploma on the wall in your office. From your kindergarten? The You Made Someone Smile diploma. Ha, that's the one. I just thought it was really cute and realized that even if I'm not going to wake up next to you every single morning, it will just make the mornings I do wake up next to you so much sweeter because you make me smile, even when you're not there. So why don't we sit down and talk about how we're going to make this work instead of looking at everything that can go wrong? Because I might just love you, Lexi. I mean, Alexandra... I'm sorry, I didn't know. Christine?
like falling apart into the cold ocean.
I'm back. Bonus scenes unlocked, 5 of 5. Non-romanceable options missed, 0. 38-34. I think we finished the game. Oh, hold on. There's a continue. No, we didn't. There's more. Wow, there's more. I didn't know there was more. That almost felt like the end, didn't it, guys? That's a real long scene. I've never seen a scene that long in one of these games. A lot of really good animations there. It was very believable. Really good work by Drifty, right? Okay, so let's get back to the, I guess, the normal area of the game. You know, the vacation's definitely over this time. And I don't know what's next. Honestly, I'm gonna stay guessing and keep you guys guessing for a little bit, and we'll be back with Leap of Faith as Leap of Faith continues.